A field geologist with the Department of Waste Management first found the pollution during a routine inspection in October 2016. He walked north along the perimeter of a landfill at D.B. Wilson, a coal-fired power plant about 40 minutes south of Owensboro. There, he discovered a stream of dark black water flowing into a ditch, which leads to a pond that flows into the Green River. As Earth Justice attorney Tom Smarr points out, the samples that geologists collected exceeded federal standards for arsenic by nearly 1,000 times.
Those arsenic numbers are just off the charts. There's no room for debate. There's no wiggle room when it comes to the levels of contamination that are being found at the Wilson site.
The Energy and Environment Cabinet negotiated a deal with Big Rivers Electric Corporation to clean up that pollution at the power plant in May. Big Rivers declined an interview for this story. The utility won't pay a fine and has until 2020 to install a system to take care of the leaks under the agreement. In the meantime, they have to repair the landfill and clean up all of the pollution found on the surface as soon as reasonably feasible. But Smarr says the state rubber-stamped the utility's own plans and neglected to look for all of the environmental impacts.
Perhaps most importantly, in this one system, it's called a leachate collection system. It's only operating at one portion of the site. So if there are other portions of the site that have not yet been identified where there is significant contamination entering the groundwater and potentially making its way back to the surface, nothing in this agreed order would address that, and no one's requiring the company to even look for that.
So the power plant actually has a second landfill right beside the first. And in a 2017 letter to Big Rivers, a Division of Waste Management official notes both landfills have leaks that flow nearly a mile through unlined ditches. A Big Rivers report from December found further evidence of leaks at the second landfill. I asked Director of Waste Management John Maybrier about that. Here's what he said.
I don't know what to tell you. This is the first time I've seen this information, and based on our observations that we've seen with follow-up site visits, the facility has been taking care of the leachate outbreaks.
The cabinet says it's inspected the site at least 3 times since it first found the pollution. And while other states are penalizing power companies for coal ash pollution, Kentucky has often worked with utilities to resolve these violations. Attorney for the cabinet, Daniel Cleveland, says that's in part because of the way that coal ash rules were written prior to 2015. He says enforcement should be easier now.
My understanding generally is the way that these landfills were regulated was more of a negotiative process to meet a standard that was not quite as defined.
Smarr, with Earth Justice, says all of these reasons are why there needs to be strong federal standards for coal ash to protect public health and the environment.
The state of Kentucky, other states around the country, had decades where they were the only entities responsible for protecting the public from contamination at these sites. And there is a long track record of failure, both in Kentucky and across the country.
In June, Big Rivers received another violation at D.B. Wilson, this time for high levels of copper flowing into public waterways. The Energy and Environment Cabinet says Big Rivers has since installed new technology that limits corrosion and is now in compliance with state permits. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.
You can read and listen to that story anytime at our website, wkyufm.org.